Here in the U.S., there's been an increase in reports of anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim harassment since the November election. Some reports have been discredited, but there are plenty of real incidents, like the woman in California who said an attacker yanked her hijab from behind, choking her. Ruth Morris spoke with a woman in New York who's had some experience with this kind of bias crime, and she's been fighting back.
Rana Abdelhamid is 5'1".
I mean, I'm very short. Yes.
But don't let her size fool you. She has a black belt in Shotokan karate, and that came in handy one day, 8 years ago, when she was walking down the street in her Queens, New York neighborhood. She was 15.
This man was, like, pulling at the back of my head, like, trying to remove my scarf. I just remember, like, he was taller than me, because I remember him, like, hovering over me, and he was wearing, like, almost like a bomber jacket.
In self-defense circles, this kind of attack is sometimes called a hijab grab.
It's really sad that that word even exists, right? But the word hijab grab is a word that we use within our self-defense spaces, which means like someone actually goes and like pulls your hijab to remove it.
Abdelhamid turned to face her attacker and managed to escape unharmed, physically anyway.
It's just the look that he had in his eyes and the hate that he was carrying towards me. That was something that followed me around for a really long time.
And it gave her an idea. Abdelhamid believes her martial arts training helped her get away that day. She started knocking on the doors of mosques, offering self-defense classes for Muslim women. And she started the Women's Initiative for Self-Empowerment, or WISE. To date, the group has trained over 1,000 women in self-defense.
Circle time again. Let's go circle. Find your places.
It also helped to organize this class in a chilly church basement in Washington, D.C.
Press up or push up. 10, 9.
A dozen women do push-ups under fluorescent lights. Some wear street clothes, some wear sweats, some wear headscarves.
3, come on, don't give up. 2, 1, up, up, up.
Pallavi Mittal is one of the instructors. Mittal teaches students where to strike for greatest effect. The nose, the chin, the groin, the knee. One hit and run. But most of all, she stresses something she calls the outside voice.
It's really important to use your voice and be loud and be heard in any environment. You want to get attention to yourself.
Mittal says women are often conditioned to be soft-spoken, and when it comes time to shout, their voices fail them.
So even when our instincts are telling us that it's a not safe environment or there's something like, you know, the heebie-jeebies, we often still are in that social conditioned mode. So to use your voice here to shout, you know, say clearly no.
Last month, New York police arrested a woman on charges of faking a hijab grab attack. But that story came as the Southern Poverty Law Center has documented a spike in reports of hate-related incidents since Donald Trump's White House win. Abdelhamid says the day after the election felt different.
I remember I like didn't feel comfortable taking public transportation, to be honest, and would take a lot of like Lyfts or like Ubers. I actually like was wearing my headscarf differently, so I would like wear it more like in a wrap, so it looked more kind of like fashion-y, less Muslim.
Post-election, demand for her self-defense classes has surged. There are videos cropping up, too.
The perpetrator grabs the back of the headscarf and pulls. Okay, the victim establishes an overall.
In this video, narrated by a male instructor, a Chicago-based Muslim woman, Zainab Abdullah, demonstrates a special technique for deflecting a hijab grab. It's had more than 3.7 million views.
So don't think, don't look down. Come here.
Yeah. Back in the class, a little girl approaches an instructor and lands a kick.
Pull me in, kick me.
Yeah. I'm not fearful for myself. I am for my children. I want them to experience the America that I love. Yeah.
Miriam Shaw has brought both her daughters, ages 4 and 12. Yeah. They go to an Islamic school, and Miriam doesn't want them to be fearful. She wants them to face the world head on, like other women in their faith.
Khadija, Fatima, Zainab, look up those women. They are fierce. They are strong. They were not in the shadows. They did not take a step back. They were in the forefront. They were diplomats. They were revolutionaries.
Abdelhamid says self-confidence is in itself a form of defense. As for the hijab grab,
the most important thing that we say is, like, you don't jerk forward, right? And you actually drop your chin.
Drop the chin to avoid choking if the scarf gets wrapped around your neck. Abdelhamid says the work is paying off. Classes that start in giggles end in full-throated shouts. And an attack on a quiet street in Queens 8 years ago has led to empowerment. For The World, Ruth Morris, Washington, D.C.
Ruth's story was produced in collaboration with Interfaith Voices.